Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Sitting here on your bedside table, telling you stories of children around the world, my travels from children around the world, all the children that I meet, all the children that I talk to, they're all pretty excited. They're pretty excited about living every moment of their life and doing everything that they do with excitement and with joy and with harmony and with peace and with love. They're just really thinking that life is a great thing. Well, I was visiting with a family. There were 10 children in the family. 10 children. Can you imagine such a wonderful thing? Now, all of these 10 children were brought up by their mother and father to be good children. And they were all doing wonderful little things. And they were making their mother and father very happy. But one of the littlest ones, he never seemed to be able to do anything right. For some reason or other, everything he did turned out wrong. Everything he did turned out in such a way that made everybody unhappy with him. And so, one day, his mother came and said, Jerome, did you take the money off the table there? There's a dime left on the table, and that was supposed to go for Ronnie's lunch money. Now, did you take that? And Jerome said, no. Inside, Jerome said, I can tell a little white lie like that. It doesn't bother me. You know, no big deal. I can tell a little white lie. And so he said no. And all the other children were asked, and they said no. So Ronald went to school that day, and he didn't have any money for his lunch because the family was not that wealthy. They didn't have dimes to give to everybody for their lunch. But Ronald had his dime, and he went without it. And Ronald said, that's okay, Mom. I can drink water. So Ronald went to school without any lunch. And Jerome didn't go to school yet, and he was at home. And Jerome was feeling very sad about lying, but more so about taking the money. And he realized that his brother wasn't going to have any lunch. So when it came time for mother to give lunch to Jerome, Jerome says, I'm not hungry. And his mother said, well, that's strange, Jerome. You got a good appetite all the time. How come you're not hungry? I'm not hungry. Jerome, is there something you'd like to tell me? No. I'm just not hungry. And he said, I'll go out and play now. So he left the table while his mother was finishing her lunch. And he came in about an hour later, and he said, Mom, he says, is it okay to take something that's not yours? Well, now, Jerome, you know the answer to that. Well, is it okay? No, Jerome, it's not okay. It is never okay. Well, is that really bad? And Jerome, anything that is wrong is bad, whether it's, you call it big or little, it's bad. But Mom, I don't feel so bad. He gritted his teeth and he looked at his mom. I don't feel so bad about taking the money, but I feel terrible that I lied about it. Oh, is that right? Yeah, I thought it was just a little white lie, and it wouldn't hurt anybody. It wouldn't do anything to anybody. Well, your brother didn't have any lunch today because you took his dime, and you took the money that he was going to have for his lunch. But, Mom, is it okay to tell a little white lie? Well, Jerome, what do you think? Do you think it's ever okay to not tell the truth? Well, sometimes it's probably okay. Don't even try to think of when it's okay. But it's never okay to lie. It's never okay to say something that's not true. It's never okay for a little white lie or a big white lie or a little lie or a big lie, no matter what they are, it's never okay. And it's never okay whether you say it and people find out about it or whether you say it and don't find out about it. For the big thing about a lie is that it makes a big hole inside of you. And that hole makes you feel very alone and very empty. It makes you feel very ugly and very bad. And that's the biggest thing about the lie. True, you shouldn't lie. True, you shouldn't steal. But the biggest thing is, when you do that, you make a big hole inside yourself. Mom, is that why I feel so terrible? I got this big hole in me? Well, what do you think, Jerome? Well, I do. Mom, can I put the dime back on the table? And Mother said, well, what do you think, Jerome? Well, if I put it there, nobody know where it went and how it got there. Well, Jerome, you would. What do you think you should do, Jerome? Well, Mom, well, I'm not sure, but Mom, what do you think I should do? Well, Jerome, you make up your mind. And once you make up your mind, whatever you make up your mind to do, that's what you'll do all the rest of your life. If you make up your mind to steal, then all the rest of your life you're going to steal. You'll find reasons and ways to steal and take things that don't belong to you. And then your sisters and brothers will be afraid to leave things out because they come up missing and they don't know where they went to. And you will pretty soon think that stealing is okay. And then you'll pretty soon go to prison, and then you'll have all sorts of problems. Because thieves, people who steal, and people who lie, they always get in trouble. They get in big trouble. But Mom, I don't want to be in big trouble. Well, Jerome, what do you think you should do? Mom, I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to feel this whole. Well, what do you think you should do, Jerome? And poor little Jerome, he was looking for his mom to give him the answer. And he knew the answer himself. He said, well, Mom, the only thing I do is to give him his lunch money and say I took it and say I lied about it and say I'm sorry and say I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Well, Jerome, that's a good start. Start? Yes, Jerome, that's a good start. Now, what's the second part of this story? He took a big sigh and a big breath, and he said, never do it again. Oh, Jerome, if you have learned that in this one situation, and if you're willing to tell your brother you stole his lunch money and say you're sorry, Jerome, that's a big, big thing you learned. Jerome, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. And his brother came home and Jerome says, I took your dime and I'm sorry. I'm sorry I took your dime. I'm sorry that I said I didn't take it. And I'm sorry that I lied. And I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? And his brother grabbed him in his arm, gave him a big hug. He says, I learned my lesson one time too. And I understand what you went through. But you're my brother. So, okay. Boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. Do you see him? He's coming right in here. And he's got pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over all of you. Are you ready to grab your mommy and daddy and hug them and say goodnight? I love you. I love you. I love you. Are you ready to slide under the covers? Are you ready to go to bed? Oh, I was too late. Mr. Sandman sprinkling his sand, sprinkling his pixie dust, sprinkling his dreams all over him. Sorry, there you go, off in the land of dreams, in the land of Nod. Have happy dreams. And I'll see you another time. I know you can't hear me, you're sound asleep, but I'll be back. Have a nice night. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.